أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نزل عليك الكتاب بالحق مصدقا لما بين يديه وأنزل التوراة والإنجيل من قبل هدى للناس وأنزل الفرقان. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In the previous ayat, the beginning of the surah, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explained, and Allah reward our great ulama mufassirin who have explained the inner meanings. Otherwise we only take the outward meaning, that Allahu la ilaha illahu, that it is Allah, which is the one Allah, it is only Him. But yet deep reference is being made that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is not Allah. Allah is Allah. There is a great difference. We have to read that in here, then we can appreciate that these ayat were revealed to refute the arguments of the Christians, that they said that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is God. And if he is God, they believe he is the Son of God. And he can't be both. He can't be the Father and the Son also. Either he's the Father according to them or the Son. Of course he's none of that. And neither is there any Trinity. And illahu, there is only one Allah. And al-hayyul qayyum, Allah is the one who is living since ever. And Allah lives forever. Isa alayhi salam was not since ever, and he will not be forever also. Al-Qayyum, Allah is that being who has created the entire universe and looks after the affairs of all the whole universe. Not only in the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, but all the time since Allah created it. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was not even born when Allah created Adam alayhi salam. At that time, if Isa alayhi salam is God, then who was looking after the world? He is not God at all. Allah alone is Allah. And then further Allah Ta'ala explains very beautifully and intricately the deeper meaning. نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ وَتَارِ تُجْبَرْ كِتَابِ, that Allah has revealed the kitab upon you. Normally we will just take that, but yet there is a much deeper meaning, that it is Allah who has revealed the kitab. Allah sends wahi. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam doesn't send wahi. No Nabi sends any wahi. Isa alayhi salam, all the Anbiya receive wahi. So a person who receives the wahi cannot be Allah. The one who sends the wahi, he is Allah. So there also Allah is proving his tawheed. And the more we understand this and the deeper meaning, the more our tawheed becomes stronger. And any person, the amount of tawheed he's got, his life becomes valuable. Without tawheed in a person's life, even as being Muslims and being learned people also, but if there isn't tawheed in our lives, then we want to please people and we want to take the opinion of people, and we don't even care and we don't even think there is Allah's command. We don't think about Allah's command. All we want is peace and harmony amongst the people. And we want to appreciate, we want to make peace and happiness and unity amongst people. And we don't even think of unity with Allah Ta'ala. So, نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ, Allah is the being who is the one and absolute. He revealed the kitab, and he revealed it بِالْحَقِّ, 100% true. This is another thing that we have to work very hard to get into us. We today is tahrif, changing of the Quran Sharif. Not the words, but the meanings of the Quran. Many, many people and learned people, they change the meanings of the Quran Sharif. It's not the work of the ordinary people. They don't know anything about the meanings of the Quran. This, unfortunately, the learned people do, and they change the meanings of the Quran. Whereas the Quran has been revealed with absolute truth. And until and unless a person does not make effort, that the love of this dunya, the love of the kuffar, the ways of the kuffar are taken out from that person, which the Quran Sharif refers to over and over, that fi qulubihim marad, that they have got a sickness in their heart. that sickness, the love of the kuffar, the love of the dunya, and the disease of not thinking about things according to deen, according to the commands of Allah, using our brains very much, but according to dunya, how dunya's people will do. So this kitab, which Allah Ta'ala has revealed, is with the absolute truth. And it is such a kitab, musaddiqan lima bayna yadayhi. Tasdeeq karti hai agli kitabu ki. And it testifies to the truth of the previous kitabs. The Torah in its original form, the Injil, the New, the Bible, the Old Testament, the New Testament, it testifies to the truth of those kitabs in their original form. So that is also proof that the Quran is a true kitab. The source is all one. All these kitabs have come from Allah Ta'ala. And all of them, the fundamentals of deen, the principles, they are all the same, oneness of Allah. Believe in Akhirat, believe in Jannah, Jahannam. All the kitabs taught the same. Quran also teaches the same. And it is Allah who anzala Tawrat wal Injil, or utara Tawrat or Injil ko. Allah is the same Allah who has revealed this Quran with absolute truth. He has revealed the Tawrat and Injil. And here also, there is the deeper meaning that what the Jews are believing in is not what the Torah teaches. Allah has revealed the Torah, and the teachings of the Torah are the same as that of the Quran Sharif. Similarly, the Injil, the Bible, how they have changed it, and what the Bible is today is not at all what Isa alayhi salam taught. He taught the truth 100%. They have changed it all. And in this, that Allah has revealed it for us in the Quran Sharif, is a lesson for Muslims that you don't change your Quran, don't make tahrif. That you read, that you say the book of Allah, that Christians say the Bible is the book of Allah. The Jews say the Old Testament, the Torah is the book of Allah. But they changed it completely. So Muslims, you don't fall in this trap. That you also still say we believe in the Quran, but you change it completely. And in fact, you use the Quran to prove completely against the Quran. Like for example, we were traveling in Saudi and the taxi driver put the radio on and there was music. So I told him it's wrong, put it off. So immediately he read the ayat of the Quran Sharif, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your enjoyment of dunya. Now the Quran teaches against music, clearly the instructions of the Quran, that music is haram. And here we're using the ayat of the Quran to prove you music is halal. This is what happens, and unfortunately we are also involved in this. Whether it is with photography, with music, and with many other things, we are all promoting this. Today when ulama appear on TV and mixing with women and having panel discussions with women sitting next to one another. So we are now saying by that action of ours that it is permissible to sit with women. And all the people who are viewing that, they say if these ulama can sit with women, then there is nothing wrong. Where does parda comes up from? There is nothing like parda. Big ulama are sitting with women. Big muftis are having interviews with women, with women journalists, and their eyes are meeting and they are talking and they are laughing also. So it's all right. And we are guilty of this. So we are teaching completely and we're using the Quran to prove the direct opposite meanings of the Quran and the direct opposite teachings of the Quran. Allah wants us clearly, we all say, and we become very emotional that the Jews and Christians changed their religion. They sold their religion. But we seem to completely forget we are doing the same thing. We are also changing our religion. And the religion deen which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came with, we're putting that one side and a modern deen that suits us to mix with women, to engage in sports. Good ulama, how to use the word good is also ununderstandable. They proved the World Cup from the Quran Sharif also. Quran Sharif is totally against all this kuffar sports and that. But they use the Quran to prove that the World Cup was also justified. And it's also a teaching from the Quran Sharif. Na'uzubillah, what the Quran Sharif is for and what it is being used for. And very sadly by the learned people. So yeah, all these lessons are taught to us in here. Min qablu hudal linnas. Is kitab se pehle logo ki hidayat ke liye. And the other kitab, Torah, Injil, came before. And they were also for the guidance of people. But people, the Jews, Christians, used the same kitab, the Old Testament, New Testament, to lead people away from the true teachings of the Torah and Injil. And we are also doing the same thing. And yet we are regarding ourselves as the champions of Islam. And that we are establishing and teaching true Islam when we are demolishing the deen of Islam of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And we are promoting Islam which comes from the White House, which comes from Buckingham Palace, which comes from the Kremlin. We promoting that Islam. So what a sad case it is. And when we hear of these things, how does people change it? We just smile about it. That smile is very dangerous. On haram to smile, to sort of accept it, how dangerous it is that we are endorsing it. We also happy with it. We should cry tears of blood on such things, not that we smile on such things. May Allah guide us to righteousness, protect our iman, keep us with iman, our progeny, all the Muslims, and take us. Otherwise, in the qabr, nothing of all this is going to help us. All our foolish and stupid arguments not going to help in the qabr at all. Yeah, we can make ourselves happy that I've got this proof and I've got that proof. But what is against the deen of Islam, when we'll be in the qabr, then only Allah may have pity on us. Otherwise that life, what the difficulties, the azab is there, and there is no return there. Yeah, we can still make amends, but the minute we are gone, there is no chance for any correction. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah.